Vayetze Yaakov Miber Shova Vayelech Charonam. Rashi asked the Kasha, why does it say both Vayetze and Vayelech? It should write Vayetze Yaakov Miber Shova L'Charon, or Vayelech Yaakov Miber Shova L'Charon. You do not need both Vayetze. He went out from Beersheva and he went to Charon. So Dubna Magid explains it with a marshal, that when people travel, there's different reasons why people are traveling from one place to another. Sometimes people are traveling because they want to leave where they are. Nebuch, during the war, people fled from Europe. Their purpose was Vayetze. When you leave the dentist office, it's not Vayelech, you're going home. It's Vayetze, you're happy to get out of the chair and go out of there. And then there are times you're traveling when your purpose is to get to the place. You're going on a vacation, it's exciting. Then you're a Vayelech, you're going to the place. There are times when you mekayim both of them. When the place you're leaving is disastrous. Let's say you left elementary school. Vayelech, and you came to Aruvim. So both a Vayetze and a Vayelech, you had it all in one. So over here you have, in this week's parasha, we have to analyze what is Yaakov. So we look in last week's parasha, and he is told by his father to go and find a shidduch, which makes him, he has to go to Lavan's house, is told. So he's a Vayelech. On the other hand, his mother, Rivka, told him to run away from Esav. He has to save himself and get away. So on that makes him into a Vayetze. So when Yaakov went, he had two kavanas in mind. He was mekayim mitzvahs kibudim by being a Vayetze. Who's Mekayim Mitzvahs Kibudov by being a Vayelech. So it says both in Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Shova. He was Mekayim, who's thinking, I've got to get away from here. My mother told me to get away. Vayelech is also going, Charon is going to Charon to Mekayim the mitzvah of his father. Okay, there's something, just kedai to know, something fascinating, is like this. The Be'er Heitav writes in Shulchan Aruch, in the halachas of Baruch Aleinu, if you are going on a trip, there's a Shem Hashem that protects you on a trip. The Shem Hashem that protects you on a trip is Yud Kei Vav Chav. That's a Shem Hashem, and it protects you when you're traveling. And it says there in the Berheitim Shulchan Aruch, when a person is going on a trip, that day when he davens, he should be mechavened by Baruch Aleinu. Even if he normally says, Al Pnei Ho'adoma V'Sabeinu Mituva, there's a Gerus of V'Sabeinu Mituva, on the day you're going on a trip, you should even change your girsa to say v'sabeinu mituvecho. Why should you be mechavan like that? Why should you say that? Because you have to be mechavan when you're saying those words. You should think carefully. When you're saying the bracha baruch aleinu, Pnei, the last letter is a yud. Ho'adoma, the last letter is a hey. V'sabeinu is a vav. Mituvecho is a chof. You're supposed to think of those four letters when you're saying the bracha. Yud, kei, vav, chof. And that will protect you on the trip. And it says in Breitav, says in Shulchan Aruch, it's Negei Lamaisa. Every time you go on a trip, you should make sure to think that. Now, the pasuk tells us, Ki malachov yitzaveloch yilishmorucho b'chol drachecho. Because Baruch Hu makes malachim to protect you on the way. So ki, you take the seif teves of ki is yud, malachov is a vav, yitzav is a hey, loch is a chav. You have the Shem Hashem to protect you on the way. Ki malach avitzavaloch. Malach will protect you on the way. There's a chazal that says when you're going on a trip, you should leave mitzvah halacha. Which halacha? Halacha karabim. Yochid v'rabim, sorry, zvav, yud, vav, yochid v'rabim, halacha hei karabim chav. Again, you have the Shem Hashem that protects you on the way. In this week's parasha, Yaakov is going on a big trip. He's running for his life, trying to escape from Esav. He's going to find a shidduch. It's the biggest trip of his life. He needs the Shem Hashem to protect him on the way. So let's look at the pasuk. It says over here, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva, Vayelech. He went. The word Vayelech, let's look. What's extra in the word Vayelech? It didn't need to write Vayelech, we said. The Vav is extra. The Yud is extra. The Lamed is not extra. Why? Because if it wouldn't write Vayelech, what would it write? Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva. What would the next word be? L'Charon. So you would need the Lamed. So the Lamed is not extra. You would need the Lamed. So the Vav is extra. The Yud is extra. The Lamed is not extra. The Chav is extra. So you have Vav Yud Chav. Then if it wrote to the, it would say Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva L'Charon. What does it write? He went Vayelech Charona with a hay at the end. So the hay is extra also. So you have Vav Yud Chav Hay. All those letters in the pasuk are extra, and that is a Shem Hashem to protect Yaakov on his trip. Also, when a person becomes bar mitzvah, that's when he begins the trip of his life. And what does the father say bar mitzvah? By the bar mitzvah, he says, Baruch Shepatrani Me'on She'shalazeh. What are the Seif Teves? Baruch Chav Shepatrani Yud Me'on She'vav Shalazeh Hey. You have the Shem Hashem to protect him on this trip. The famous Maisa with the Sir Moses Montefiore came to visit the Chiddush Urim. Ramoshe Montefiore was a man of rather large proportions. And he was sitting on a wickerwork chair, a woven chair, and Nebuch, the chair collapsed. He fell down. So he was all embarrassed. He got up. And the Chiddush Urim said, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. What happens is, the chair was full of holes. It was a wickerwork chair. So all the holes were fighting. Every hole said, let the tzaddik sit on me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest, and it became one big hole. There's a maisa with Meir Promishlana, was known as a child prodigy. Rav Meir Promishlan. It's a chassidus. And he was 6-7 years old. And there's somebody who came out from his father, was the Rebbe, he came out from him. So he said to him, what did my father tell you? So he told him, I told all my sorrows. And he said, I don't have to worry. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to take care of me. So he said to him, it's very nice. And how are you going to survive till then? What are you going to do until the Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of you? So I didn't think of that. So he said, you better go and ask him. So he goes and he comes out again. He said, what did my father tell you? He said, your father told me I don't have to worry at all. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to take care of me. And until the Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of me, he's going to take care of me until then as well. Until he takes care of my problems. This is a pasuk in this week's parasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, I'm going to take care of you. What's going to happen till then? And I'm not going to leave you until I take care of you. Don't worry, I'll take care of you until I take care of you. In this week's parasha, we have Vayisker Elikim is Rachel. Hashem remembers Rachel and gives her children. And when he remembers Rachel, Rashi tells us, what does it mean he remembers Rachel? What it means, he remembers that Rachel had a big schus. That Rachel gave over the simonim to Leah. And that is why she was zeichen out of a nation to have children. But the question is an obvious question. She gave the simonim to Leah many years ago. At least 6 years ago it was. So what's the pshat all of a sudden now? Hashem remembered Rachel and gives children. She suffered until now. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered she gave this simonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have done that right away. Why is it dafka now that Hashem remembered Rachel? So Sfasemis explains that when a person does a mitzvah, there's a big danger. And the danger is that after you've done the mitzvah, you go on a big ego trip. You feel, you know, I'm a good guy. I mean, look what I did. I mean, who else would do that? I'm a special person. I mean, it wasn't easy. Somebody gives a big amount at tzedakah. Somebody is moisa nefesh to come to shachris on time. And he'll look at the manal and say, Rebbe, I'm here today. I'm a great guy. You feel good about yourself. So that's what we say in davening. V'hoser satan milfoneinu me'achareinu. Remove the satan from before us. What's the satan before us? The satan before us is, before you do a mitzvah, the satan works very hard to make sure you shouldn't do that mitzvah. And he'll do anything he can to stop you doing the mitzvah. That's one satan. Then, what happens if you won? You did the mitzvah. Then Vasasat also Meacharenu. After we've done the mitzvah, that you shouldn't feel gaiva, we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to help us, that we shouldn't feel gaiva about the mitzvah. So over here, what happened is like this. Rachel did an unbelievable mitzvah. She gave the simonim over. Now it says, we say in Rosh Hashanah in Davening, the Ribbono Shel Olam is Zoyche Kol HaNishkachos. He forgets all the hidden things. What does it mean Hashem forgets the forgotten things? What does it mean Hashem forgets the forgotten things? Hashem remembers all the forgotten things. What does it mean Hashem remembers the forgotten things? Hashem remembers everything. What does it mean? So I think the B'ditch Rebbe explained that as long as you remember what you did and you're going on an ego trip, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgets it. When you forget the mitzvah you did and you're not being arrogant about it, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zoyche, he remembers what? Kanishkoches. The things that are forgotten, the mitzvahs you forgot you did, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers them. So over here, Rachel did an unbelievable mitzvah. And now what happened? It's a few years have gone by. Leah comes to Rachel. And Leah says to Rachel, Hama'at kachtech es ishi. Is it insignificant that you tried to take my husband away? Now Rachel should say back to Leah, excuse me, I tried to take your husband away? Didn't I give you the simonim? What a chutzpah. How dare you say that to me, that I tried to take your husband away? You took my husband away. Rachel says nothing. So Rabban Shalom looks down and says, one second, Rachel. Why aren't you answering back? Oh, you forgot you did the mitzvah. You forgot about the simonim you gave. So as soon as Rachel forgets, Vayizkelekim es Rachel. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the great mitzvah that Rachel did and gives her children. The Pasuk says, Vayichar af Yaakov Rachel. Yaakov got angry at Rachel. Vayoyim, and he said, Hasachas alekim anoichi. You ask me to give you children? Am I in the place of Hashem? What do you want me to do? Hashem mona mi mech pribot. Am I holding back children? I'm not the one who gives children. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you could say, the Ramban asks, is this how you talk to somebody in tzar, somebody in pain? How could he talk to her like that? Ramban asks. So you could answer that question. Because he felt what she's saying is kfira. He said, what, me to give children? You think it's me? It's the Ribbono Shel Olam gives children. He felt it's clear, that's why he got angry. The Ramban asks as a question, how could he talk to her like this? So what's the Ramban's question? The Ramban answers, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's how you talk to her? Chayecho, your children will bow down to her children. Now it's obviously difficult to understand what he means, because Rachel's children are also Yaakov's children. But he said, your children, which means Leah's children, all the other children, will bow down to Rachel's child, meaning to Yosef. In Mitzrayim, they'll all bow down to Yosef. Now, the Ramban does not continue the end of the Medrash. The Medrash ends off, and the Medrash says, and then Yosef will say to them, Hasachas elekim anoichi, am I in this place of Hashem? That's talking about after Yaakov dies, they're going to be worried that Yosef is going to take revenge. And Yosef is going to say, don't worry. What you did to me, don't worry about it. I'm not in the place of Hashem. It's not for me. I'm not going to take revenge at all. He's going to use that same Lashon. So what does the Medrash mean? What it means is like this. My Rav, where I daven, his name is Rav Zelig Berkowitz. And he used to be the Shtegel Rosh Yeshiva in Beishraga, one of the Rosh Yeshivas in Beishraga. And he was once davening with somebody on Rosh Hashanah, a big Talmid Chacham. And this Talmid Chacham said to him, that I took the Ribbono Shel Olam, when in davening today, I told the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm taking him to Din Torah. I said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you kidnapped my children. This person had problems with his children. And he said, he's taking the Ribbono Shel Olam to Din Torah for kidnapping his children. He's having these difficulties with them. So my Rav, Rabbi Zelig Berkowitz, he said, that he felt, that's how you talk. You're going to take the Ribbono Shel Olam to Din Torah? That's a kfira to talk like that. A while later, a year went by, and Rav Moshe Weinberger was the Menahel in Beishraga. He came to Rav Zelig Berkowitz and he said to him that this Yid is the person who happens to be the same person who's coming to Monsi, and I'm going to ask him to come and speak to the yeshiva. So Rav Zelig Berkowitz, he thought, How can you have a guy like this speak? Kfira, how he talks. He takes a brutal detail. How can we have him speak in the yeshiva? So he went to ask his father-in-law, was the one who was a real yeshiva there, Shmuel Mendelwitz, and he went to ask him what he thinks about it. So he asked his father-in-law. His father-in-law told him, listen, it wasn't kfira what he was saying. It's a way of talking. He meant it was a tefillah. He's just very upset. It's a way of talking of being mispalled to the Rabbani Shlaim. It's nothing at all. So he says he was right. His father-in-law told me, you got to learn to read between the lines. Read between the lines. It wasn't a kfira. It was just a way of talking, a way of tefillah. He says, that's the pshat in the Ramban over here. And the Ramban has a tiny in Yaakov. Yes, it sounds like kfira. And Yaakov got very upset about it. Vayichrav Yaakov, he gets angry. How can you talk like that? It's kfira. But the answer is, Yaakov has to read between the lines. How is this how you talk like Ramban says? How could Yaakov talk like that? Even if you think it's kfira, you've got to be able to read between the lines. So what is he told? You think there's a problem with kfira with her. Your children are going to bow down to her children. Meaning her child is going to be Yosef. He's going to be a melech. He is going to have all the covered, all the yosher, riches, everything he's going to have. Power is going to have everything. And he is going to be willing to say, Hachsachas alekim anoichi. He recognizes he has no power. He recognizes that everything is Rabbani Shlaim. So obviously, his mother, he came from his mother also recognizes that. Obviously, there's no kfir in his mother, because otherwise Yosef wouldn't be able to talk like that. The Ramban asks, then how is it Rachel came with the sheep? And how come Leah didn't come with the sheep? So he explains, one shot that he says is, Leah was older already, and Lavan was afraid that the boys would start up with her. It's Nia's problem. So Ramban asks Akasha, Yisroi sent all his daughters with the sheep. How is it possible Yisroi sent all his daughters with the sheep then? It's Nia's problem. So one pshat is unbelievable what he says. He says that Lavan was a bigger tznua than Yisroi. In other words, just because it was a Russian one inyan, doesn't mean he was a Russian everything. Al tznius, he was makbel tznius, and he wouldn't send Leah, she was older with the sheep. He says another pshat, defending Yisroi. The other pshat he says is, Yisroi's kohen midyon. He knew was safe, that nobody's going to start up with his daughters. If he was safe, but in the end of the Maisa they did, it wasn't so poshut. He thought nobody's going to start up with the daughters. However, Lavan had to worry about it. But what that one pshat says is unbelievable. That Lavan was a tznua, and that's why he wouldn't let Leah go with the sheep. Take a Shabbos. Yeah.